Alpena, Michigan used to be a bustling port on Lake Huron. But now the small town has shifted its focus to what is beneath the water, more than 200 shipwrecks along its shoreline. Reporter Veronica Volk of Great Lakes Today says the success of the town's tourism industry is attracting the attention of other coastal communities with similar treasures.
Wedged between Fletcher Street and the waterfront is a long row of warehouses. They used to be a paper mill, but these days they're home to Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary. Inside is a little visitor center with art and artifacts and interactive games. One is broadcasting old sailor songs to a group of kids playing pirates. But the main attraction is offshore. Hundreds of shipwrecks lie at the bottom of this part of Lake Huron. Down inside the glass-bottom charter boat, the Lady Michigan, passengers explore shallow wrecks through clear panes lining the hull. Brandy Kozlowski is squinting into the sunken, splintered deck of the Shamrock, a wooden steam barge that sank in 1905. She grew up here, but left Michigan years ago to find a job. Back visiting family, she says this place has changed a lot.
The marine sanctuary, it's all brand new. Everything over on that side of town is all brand new. It's good. It's good for the area. It really needs a boost in the arm.
Alpena's shoreline has collected shipwrecks for centuries, with the help of heavy shipping traffic, shallow water, and the storms that give Thunder Bay its name. But tourism has grown since Alpena was designated the first, and so far only, freshwater national marine sanctuary by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And businesses are seeing the benefits. At Thunder Bay Scuba, Joe Sabchek says he gets most of his business from tourists. But he used to work in the shipping industry and isn't sure tourism jobs are enough to keep people, especially young people, from moving away.
They aren't the same as a blue-collar industrial job. You don't have the benefits. You don't have this pay scale.
Still, Sabchek thinks it's the best way to move Alpena forward, and not just for dive shops and charter boats. Downtown is full of shops that have adopted the shipwreck theme. Visitors can buy a maritime blend coffee or a sundae named after a wreck.
You want hand-dipped or soft-serve ice cream?
And new businesses are coming in, including the first waterfront hotel on Thunder Bay River. The success of Alpena's rebranding has other communities along the Great Lakes applying for similar National Marine Sanctuary status from the federal government. For NPR News, I'm Veronica Volk in Alpena, Michigan.